Welcome to Uniquely Love, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills that we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect with the wonders of the universe. Hello, loved ones. Today, I would like to talk to you about the many ways that we can ground and center ourselves. Connecting with Mother Earth nourishes us in so many ways. Let's explore some of them together. Many people tend to walk around with their heads in the clouds. Their imaginations often soar with the eagles and are inspired with creative thoughts. This is not a bad thing. However, it can lead to feeling spacey or unfocused if we stay this way for too long. People who are grounded tend to have more stability in mood and physically. The trick is to be grounded and allow our minds to fly to new heights. This takes practice, but it is so worth it. There are many ways that we can connect to Mother Earth. We can simply take a nice walk in the park, spend time in nature, put your bare feet in the grass or even water, spend time with animals. Dogs are really grounded, and petting them helps us open our hearts and connect with them and Mother Nature. Planting seeds or even putting your hands in the soil is a great way to connect. What do you do if you can't get outside for a bit? This is where using our imagination can help big time. Visualizing something is a fantastic way for us to focus our will and our minds. I like to visualize roots growing out of my feet and pushing all the way down through the floor, the dirt, any underground springs, magma, and so on. These roots are energetic, so they can't and won't get damaged. I see in my mind's eye a river of light surrounding an iron core. Once I push through that, I see all the colors and crystals that make up the soul of the world itself. It is glorious and beautiful, vibrant and relaxing, all at the same time. Once I am there, I release all that troubles me into this core. You can do this process with any technique that you choose to. Stick those toes in the sand and let all your worries and stress flow out of you and into Mother Earth. She will take it from you and neutralize it. Grounding can make us feel more emotionally stable. It can help us relieve that fight or flight response. It can even help us ground in our fantastical imaginations and make them a reality. Let your imagination soar. Let inspiration carry you away. And when you have an idea that you love, ground it in and create it. Make that art. Write that story. Play that song. Make those tough decisions. Express your heart and your passion from a grounded and inspired place. If you do this, you will feel happy with what you have accomplished. You will feel balanced and certain. You will feel yourself growing and thriving in ways that you never expected. Go ahead and give it a try. In fact, I am creating a free event that will help you build a new habit, 5 days of grounding with TechWitch Nikki. I will give you short guided meditations that showcase some different ways to ground. I will also channel the energies to aid you in this process so you can immediately feel how it is to ground and release. This event will kick off on September 15th. I will link the description below. It will also be linked in my socials. For TikTok, Instagram, and Pinterest, find me at TechWitch Nikki. For Facebook and LinkedIn, find me at TechWitch Layer. My company is TechWitch Layer LLC, and I am your guide, TechWitch Nikki. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.